Berkey, how are you?
Good morning, boys. Good morning. I'm great. And this Friday, it's super.
Super indeed. And interesting yesterday seeing the Roosters linked with TJ Perenara to potentially be a replacement for Jake Vredenhooker at the Roosters. Could he make the switch, the 29-year-old All Black who's played, what, nearly 70 tests?
Yeah, do you know what? I reckon he could, mate. He's one of the toughest blokes going around. Whenever you watch the history in those games of the All Blacks, mate, he is, one, he's got a great pass. Two, he's tenacious. Three, he's got that bit of mongrel about him. He was always a really difficult player to play against. And when you watch him run around the park here, he just organises like a genius, like a classic sort of, you know, what would be a number nine in union or a number nine in rugby league. I reckon he'd make the switch and do it really well.
Can I ask, Berkey, what would his motivation be to change from, you know, playing with the All Blacks to come and challenge himself in rugby league?
Yeah, he's well, as Mido just said then, he's getting on a bit. He's 29. He's had a season over in Japan. There was talk last night that I was watching with the old legend John Kirwan, Sir John Kirwan, saying, yeah, maybe I'll just sort of maybe let him go now, bring some of the younger guys through for, you know, looking at France in 2023. So, you know, you get to that stage where you need a succession plan, and teams and players and countries, coaches are thinking about sort of, you know, bringing that next generation through. Do you keep him on there? He could play All Blacks, you know, lay down the zare, no doubt about it. There is another guy there called Aaron Smith before him, but if he was, and there's a sort of quote saying, look, I'm not finished with New Zealand rugby yet. I'd love to come back and keep playing, but if this opportunity, and this is what I like about also about Trent Robertson as well. Like, he's just got this out of the box type thinking, and he could bring someone in like that, perhaps, if that's the case there. To be able to fit a void, which, you know, the Roosters are finding difficult at the moment, feeling, hookers on the field at the moment. You know, blokes are going down left, right and centre. So, what an option if that was the case there, to bring someone like Perenara through. It would be quite incredible.
Yeah, I think Robbo's also got a French rugby union player at the club.
Freddie Michelac.
Michelac, as an assistant coach there. Yeah.
So he's, here's a bit of history for you. I was at uni with Trent. We both studied sports science back in the day. He went on to do a few other bits and pieces in between that, the teaching, and then, you know, fell into the coaching side of it. But I just love the way he approaches things. That it just doesn't have to be sort of, you know, straight down the line, black and white. He's always looking for an angle. You know, bringing Michael Checker in. We're not talking about sort of bringing union blokes in, but just bringing other people in there to benefit him and benefit the team. You're using outside influences to make your team better. I think it's great.
Now, the Wallabies had a camp last weekend for 3 days, and Michael Checker came out and said, look, the positions most up for grabs are hooker and fullback. I just can't believe that the Wallabies don't have a stone-cold in-place fullback being, as you know, Berkey, it's a position, if you're going to be at the top of the tree, all the big teams around the world, they have an attacking prowess at fullback.
Yeah, they do. That's exactly right. And look, they've shifted around a little bit in the last little while, haven't they? Reece Hodges had a bit of a crack there at fullback. Haylett Petty's gone back there. Falau was there in 2015, 16, 17, 18. Tom Banks, had a start. But, you know, since that sort of World Cup, it's been quite open. Look, Tom Banks is playing outstanding football at the moment. He's thriving on the back of that Brumbies back line and having a really good time doing it. He's got incredible speed. His kicking game is great. But there's, you know, I've seen a couple of the boys and, you know, the coach Dave Rennie, and I saw Timmy Horan throw up, you know, Jordan Petaia the other day as a possible chance there. But, you know, it is a place where you have to do an apprenticeship if that's the case. I would hate to get thrown into fullback on a whim in a test match, because, you know, you can really get schooled by a good number 10 or a good number 9 in just sort of your positional play. So, look, Jordan Petaia, he could do it, absolutely. He's big, strong, fast. He played a reasonable game last week for Queensland from a kicking point of view. He's certainly got that running aspect out that he can actually do, you know, incredibly well. But as I said, you just need sort of, you know, miles under the belt And at the moment, I think Banks is that one to be able to do that. And the strength of his game is his running ability and understanding where to be around the park. So, yeah, you're right. I mean, that was interesting, isn't it? You want to be able to sort of, you know, these Wallaby coaches will be thinking, you know, their team should be a lay-down misere, you know, heading to this French series, albeit maybe a couple of throw-ins there, like a couple of change-ups. But that and Hooker as well haven't been, you know, you're right, the dominant roles that we've seen in previous years.
Berkey, is that a positive, though, for the players? Do the players then think, rightio, we've all still got a chance here of making this Wallabies outfit, or does it bring in that insecurity and lack of confidence, thinking, oh, if I make a mistake or if I don't play my best in one game, I could lose my spot?
No, I think it's a challenge, though, Clarke. You're right. I think it's a challenge that the coach has said. He's got... He took 40 blokes to Coogee the other day and basically sort of said, you know, hey, we've got a team here. You know, you need to now step up and have a crack and lock that spot down. So in some way, shape or form, there's that asking the question to be able to step up and rise to the challenge. On the other side, I'm sure they do know who they want to put in those spots there. But just having those other people around there, and sometimes it creates that bit, well, creates competition, but also creates a little bit of uncertainty. You're right. So the answer is yes to both of your questions, Clarke. You know, it sometimes can be a little bit sort of daunting, saying, well, hey, yeah, that's exactly right. Mm. And am I the one or am I not the one type thing? And sometimes athletes are fragile sometimes, and you just need them to sort of, you know, understand that they will be in the team and you will get the best out of them. So it's a different kettle of fish sometimes.
Mm. What about for Super Rugby next year, Berkey? I was reading a couple of Pacific Nation teams are going to come into the competition.
Yeah, so Fiji and Pacifica. So Fiji have been in that what was the old ARC, NRC system for a couple of years, and fantastic for them to get a start. Raoului, who coached Australia, is the sort of, I suppose, the leader over there, the boss over there, and sort of, you know, trying to sort of muster things up now. And you know, he's basically said, wouldn't it be great to have all the players who are of Fiji heritage playing for Fiji, not sort of New Zealand, Australia. You know, we've got, you know, blokes playing over in France as well and in Europe. So, which is a great thrill. And then also a Pacifica team, which I think that it's sort of been talked about being based out of Auckland. And you want that, I suppose you want that progression to play for your home country. You don't want to then just groom them for other people. So, you know, such a talented base of players, you know, and you tour, you know, those Pacific Islands when you're a junior, and you just see the skill out there, and it's quite incredible to see, and it's so exciting to watch. So I think it's a great step, and, you know, World Rugby, I think, are going to chuck a whole bunch of cash behind it as well. So it needs to get off the ground. It needs to get supported, and it's just taken so long to do it. So I think it's a great step, boys.
Now, the Waratahs tomorrow night are in Perth, and they're $3.10 outsiders, plus +6.5 against the Force, $1.38. But Berkey is a power broker in New South Wales rugby. What did you make of Eastwood coach Ben Batch's comments on the selection of Ben Donaldson of Randwick ahead of Tane Edmett, who starred in the Shoot Shield last year, and Batcher really unloaded, was disgusted that he won't be named as a replacement for Will Harrison, who's done his hamstring. What do you make of all that this week?
Yeah, I read that last night, and I was sort of a little bit confused as well. I mean, you sort of got to toe the party line somewhat. I know that Edmett didn't start, you know, so you're asking your, you know, New South Wales players, your representative players, you think you'd go back and get a start in the team. So that was a bit of a shock that he only played sort of 40 minutes and the game was sort of just about done and won by then. So, look, I understand where he's coming from Shoot Shield, and no doubt there needs to be more of a link, even more so of a link these days to Shoot Shield. A lot of the players came out of, you know, a lot of players came out of that from Australia-wide, from that competition. The thing about it was, last year, so COVID season, you know, those blokes couldn't go back and play for their clubs because of the bubble. So that was a limiting factor last year. This year, when they've got a chance to play, you'll see a lot of those guys go back and playing for club and their team. So the more exposure they get, the more football they get, the better. So, look, I can understand where he's coming from, pushing his player. On the flip side, He didn't start him, and so that was a head-scratching moment as well. So, you know, if I was Tane Egbed, I'd be a little bit annoyed that I didn't get a start for Eastwood in the first 15. But he sits on the bench on the weekend for the Waratahs, or Friday night for the Waratahs. So he will be able to, I suppose, show his wares if he gets a start for the Waratahs. But it's always nice to see the passion. It's just got to be directed in the right way.
Do they beat the Western Force, the Tars?
Yeah, well, I reckon they do, mate. I reckon they do. You know, the Force have got a good outfit, no doubt about it. Tim Anstey comes back, who was a sevens player, star in the sevens player. He's really finding his feet in the 15th game at the moment. Sedaliki Tamani is back there as well. You've got a good forward pack, an older forward pack, a wiser forward pack. But, you know, Waratahs are starting to find, I think, a little bit of combination. The centre pairing are going well at the moment. You know, there's as you said, there's a young 10 coming in there, as in Ben Donaldson coming in there. Has been injured, but he's calm. The captain's back. Swinton's back as well, so there's a bit of firepower up front. And you know what? I reckon they're just sort of starting to find their groove, and it'll be a good game. It'll be a good matchup. I reckon they could sneak a win.
And on Sunday at 2 o'clock, it's the Rebels $3 outsiders at home +6.5 against the Brumbies $1.40. The Brumbies, they'll be cranky after another close loss to the Reds last week.
Yeah, and wasn't it a good game? It was that was sort of, you know, old school chess match stuff, wasn't it? So it was, you know, it was quite. Vigorous. It was incredibly physical. That's the big thing about it. And those two teams certainly are on top of the competition. And you know, when this Trans Tasman bubble turns around, you know, I can't wait to see those two teams play the Kiwi teams. But yeah, you're right. They let one slide. You know, Connor and crew, you know, really doing well there. But I think the Brumbies will get a start. Will get the win. They've changed a few players around. Nick White having a bit of a rest. Lonergan comes on there at number 9, but I don't think that would make too much of a difference there. The forward pack will dominate, and they'll get some speed. You know, I do like their back line as well. It's got a really good balance there. Lovacio, you know, you've seen some of the tries there. They've been able to exploit the space, which is fantastic. So, and then Rebels got a few injuries as well. So I think the Brums to win that one pretty easily.
Have a great weekend, mate.
Good on you, boys. Have a great one.